All right, let's go. Don Cherry's Grapevine is on the air. Tim, I just can't believe Matthews last night. I mean, that backhand, I used to see that once in a while, maybe once every 20 years. He walked in as if he does no problem at all.
No, as I say, there was the shootout last night, Toronto versus Minnesota. And it looked like, you know, after the practice when the guys are fooling around and the goalies are laying on the ice and they're flipping pucks, that's what it looked like. Like he didn't even break a sweat. Just walked down, bing.
Bing, yeah, bing. And I don't know. How does a guy from Arizona learn that stuff? I mean, who would... Somebody had to teach somebody.
I don't know.
Don't you think that's instinctual? Is that a word? Instinctual? No.
Somebody had to show him how to do that. Anyhow, he looked good.
How about Jason, though, last night? Got 2 points. Or 2 goals, I should say. 3 points. The 3-3 game...
Betsa played great, I'm not knocking him, and I'm not knocking anybody in that club, but I'd say that was Soupy Campbell's game. I mean, he made saves last night that behind 3-0, and to hold him in there till they, you know, till they get their feeding, as they say. Well, anyhow,
Dad, you know, Dad, just to talk quickly about Minnesota. I don't know if anybody cares, but Billy Guerin, the GM, remember beginning of the year. He paid out Suter and Parisi and spent tens of millions of dollars.
Imagine talking to the owners now. This is my game plan. I'm getting rid of the two stars, and I'm going to...
You're going to have to pay them...
You're going to have to pay them $30 million.
$30 million or something like that. It was crazy.
I mean, it really is. It really is.
And they're 1 point out of first place, and they're packed. So,
and don't forget, they went to the seventh game.
So my question is, Dad, like taking... They really didn't add anybody to that team. So if you take, like, can two guys like that kind of screw up?
No, I wouldn't say they took up a lot of the power play. But he wanted an exciting team. He wanted more. He thought it was a very dull team. I don't know what a dull hockey team is to go to the seventh game. But imagine going into the owners and saying, look, I want to get rid of the two stars. And they were the two stars.
Yeah,
but they were getting old,
making big dough, but everybody thought, what's going to happen to him? And he put his job on the line. If they were in last place, he'd probably be fired by now.
Oh, if they weren't doing well,
like, you know, we did a thing with Montreal and Bergevin getting fired and stuff like that. Do you we can talk a little bit about that? Do you think that, you know, they had like unrealistic expectations because they went to the finals?
Well, what I think that what happened was they went to the finals, absolutely. I mean, there's no way they should have gone to the finals. It just happened that Price said, I am going to stop everything that moves. And that's what happened. That's what happened with Toronto. I mean, there's no way that, I mean, some of those saves he was making reminded me of, well, Terry Sawchuk. I mean, Terry Sawchuk couldn't make some of those saves.
So who do you think they're going to, they're talking about Patrick Waugh, but who do you think they're going to
get? No, they never get Patrick Waugh. But the only reason he mentioned him was that he was mentioned. They want him. The people want him.
Yeah.
But you'll never get Patrick Waugh because he's got his own idea how to do things, and he's not. He's going to take orders from nobody. And the only reason that Gordon mentioned his name is in the press conference. It was brought up 3 times. Nobody's going to tell Patrick Waugh what to do.
So do you think? And this is kind of bad to say. Do you think that they're going to get a guy who speaks French and doesn't have a lot of experience?
First year.
And Gorton's going to say, look, you're going to do what I want to do.
Well, I don't know about that. I know exactly which way you're going. I believe that Gordon will get a guy that he can work with. The guy will be a spokesman. He won't be a GM. He won't be a GM like Guerin.
He'll be title only, really.
Yeah, but he'll be title. But he'll learn. I think that. But I know. I think that.
Well, they're talking about Daniel Briere.
Yeah, I think Daniel Briere. If you're asking me, I think Daniel Briere would be a perfect guy. He'll know that he's not the GM. Nobody's gonna tell that. I mean, that Gordon's going in there. His job is on the line. It'll take 2 or 3 years. But you know, he was in New York, eh?
Yeah.
Can I talk about Montreal? They'll get that straightened out. But I want to talk about New York Rangers. Do you see the confidence they had the other night? You know why the confidence there? Now, think about it. Gallant, I call him Gallant.
Gerard Gallant, yeah.
I know, I call him Gallant. He asked for one guy. All he asked for when he went there, he says, I need one guy, and he'd be easy to get. And you know what? Las Vegas hasn't been the same since they let him go.
Yeah, Ryan Reeves.
Ryan Reeves. And he plays him too. He plays about 11 to 12 minutes. He doesn't just sit there. He plays. And boy, dude, you can just see the difference between New York Rangers and New York Rangers last year. They've got that confidence. You want to, and they hit, and they do everything. And Ryan Reeves is the reason that they do that.
Okay, Dad, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Spreads.ca. They're a Canadian-owned online casino and sportsbook. And if you sign up now and use
Canadian money too, Tim.
Yep, and if you use the promo Grapes, they'll match your deposit up to $250. They'll give you 10 spins on the big roulette wheel to win some big bucks. And your first sports bet, they'll bet you $25. And you can even bet on the CFL. Well, today's Sunday, so the Argos and the Ticats are playing. And then Saskatchewan and the Winnipeg's playing. So if you want to bet on the CFL, you can bet on the CFL.
Good.
So, Dad, you always like to know what countries we're in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because... The podcast.
I get a kick out of it.
Because the podcast goes out all over the place. So here's all the countries that we are that have downloaded our thing. So, of course, Canada, US, UK, United Arab Emirates, New Zealand, Bahrain, Mexico, Australia, Germany, Ukraine, Sweden, Hong Kong, India, Japan, Czech Republic, Slovenia, Turkey, Norway, Tajikistan.
Where's that?
I think that is, that's used to be part of Russia, so, or the USSR. I think it's right on near Mongolia. Costa Rica, Brazil, Bermuda, Iceland, Romania, Russia, Taiwan, Cambodia, Thailand, Slovakia, Puerto Rico, Netherlands, North Fork Islands, Finland, Israel, Ireland, France, Colombia, Switzerland, Barbados, Aruba, Vietnam, and unknown countries. So I think that's China when it says unknown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they were in all those countries. It's hard to believe. It gets
Hello to all those countries, and must be a lot of Canadians there.
Yeah. So, Dad, speaking about all those different, countries, moving around. I moved my daughter yesterday to her place. So, Cindy, you moved a lot with Dad and Mom. So, how many places did you live with Dad? And, Dad, how many times did you and Mom move in your career?
I don't know.
Most of the moves were, I was under 5 years old because I wasn't going to school. So it had to be, we figured at one time, about 45 to 50 times. Because the thing is, we went back wherever you were playing, and then we went back to Hershey or Kingston to live out the summers.
Let me tell you one. We're living in Canada. We're living in Kingston, Ontario. And I think I drove you to Hershey to stay. I drove you to Hershey so you could stay to training camp. Now, training camp was a lot longer then. Training camps were like a month, believe it or not. And then I went to pick you up, and we drove back to Springfield. And that's one, two, three. So... Back up, went to Springfield. Then he sent me to Three Rivers, Quebec. And so I figured, you know, we get in the playoffs, we get beat out. I figured I'd go right to Kingston because Kingston was close, eh? No, we got to go back to Springfield. I got to be like the case guy get hurt or something, you know. Back to Springfield, go back, so we get packed again. We back to Springfield. Then we drove to Kingston. Then after that was over, we drove back to Kingston. That's in 1 year. That's in 1 year. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But you know what? We didn't know any different. So,
well, you had to remember that you and Mom could fit everything you owned going to a strange city in a car, not an SUV, in a car. And what do you basically have?
And it wasn't a big car either.
No, it was a two-door.
Two-door.
And, you know, you had your, I remember mom had her pots and pans, linen.
You know, I remember, you know, it's funny you say that, Cindy. I remember you packing. I remember you helping your mother pack. And I get kind of choked up when I think she had a cardboard box. And she we'd put in half a ketchup and half a, and you know, and I'd look, and she'd say, well, we can't afford to leave it. Yeah, you know, it was.
How much were you making in those days?
$4,500. I was making that. That's not bad, $4,500. But unfortunately, I made $4,500 for 10 years.
I can always remember we were driving in the old days with the cars. You could put your high beams on with a click on the floorboards, right?
Yeah.
And I remember being, it was always seemed to be at night, and I could hear click, 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 click. And it was you doing the high beams on and off, and off. And we have that, I don't know, the people nowadays don't remember. You could put a bar across the back seat of the car. And to put all your clothes on.
There was like a hook, because they had hooks. I remember the cars had hooks back in the back there, because you could put a bar,
yep.
And you put your clothes, you remember your mom?
No, I don't remember.
And I had about, 2.5 feet.
Oh, at the most.
At the most, yeah, to play with my dolls.
Yeah, and it used to be one of those, and
I was forbidden to say, are we almost there?
Oh, well, it got on my nerves after a while.
I know. I was forbidden to say that. You kept me entertained by Cindy. Now look, like we'd be in mountain country and stuff. You say, now look out for Native Indians. I don't think you use the word Native Indians, but I'll say that now. And bears. So I would just be looking for all those things. Oh, I think I saw one. Oh, I think I saw one. And, you know, we'd have, 7-8 hour drives?
You know what?
Funny thing, I could never complain. I had to go to the bathroom.
No, we seem to have I remember one time, this is a true story, honest to God, and this is hard to believe. We were going up so long, you know, up the mountains we're going to Spokane, I guess. And we were going up so long, we thought we were going down. No, I know that's hard to believe. Or we're going down, I thought we were going up. And the car kept going. It was a 1955. It was a 1955 Pontiac Pigeon. Boy, it was a beautiful car. Black with red upholstery inside.
And mom always used to be able to make it home and homey no matter where we were. And she always knew where she was driving. I remember, you know, because, you know, she drove everywhere when we were in the cities. She always knew where to go.
Yeah,
she always found the perfect Italian store that sold all good Italian food.
Yeah, but remember, Cindy, we were driving out to Spokane, I think. I think we must have been driving to Spokane. And we're pretty soon we knew we had to get out in the desert. I was looking around and I saw all these cows and the big, beautiful green, and you know, you heard those guys saying, oh, you're a long way from there.
No, that was
where were we going?
You were coming, we had driven from Denver to Kingston, and then you were driving back to Denver for some reason, and you guys were supposed to go kind of southwest and you went northwest. And mom was driving, and you were a day late. I was there, I think. You were a day late. Mom goes, we were driving along, and I said, I don't remember seeing all these cows. We used to see cornfields. Now it's all cows. And then remember that? He pulled over, and the guy goes, oh. Denver? He's like, you're in Minnesota.
I forget, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I just couldn't believe it. And it was one of those deals where the guy said, well, I said, I want to go, oh, you're a long way from there. And
they relish in telling you.
Yeah, I remember that one.
No, we traveled a lot. And that was all before you, Tim, and all this.
Yeah, I kind of came in
we hit Rochester.
But I the one point that we were just talking about was we lived in Rochester on 181 Elm Drive.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful house. It was like a little dollhouse, right? And it was really nice.
Well, it was bad. It was pretty bad, though.
At the start, but you fixed it up pretty nice.
I remember, not to jump in, Tim. I remember they painted a cheap paint on it, and it all peeled, and oh, it was just. So I tried to fix it, and it was. I said, "Okay, that's it. Go home." And I said, "I'm."
This was the outside.
Yeah, I said, take the car. And I said, I think I, did I drive it back to Hershey or did you drive
it?
Yeah,
I think you drove us down to Hershey because you wanted to get Mom and I and Tim out of your hair. And so then you fixed up the house.
Yeah, we had a great house on Elm Drive. Then we moved to Norman Road in Saugus, Mass. When you went to the Bruins, and then we went to North Andover. But we'll talk about that some other time, all the homes and stuff. Yeah. So that, just two quick things, and then we're going to get to an email. Lemieux got five games for biting. What do you think?
Well, five games is good. That's we can't have biting. Many's the time I've been a fight. I can't think of biting anybody. But I suppose if somebody's finger went into my mouth or if somebody there, I might have bit it. I did some scratching, but I never ever did any biting. Five games. He doesn't mind that.
And then Marchand got three for slew footing.
Yeah. That slew footing, Subban is pretty good at that.
Yeah, he's done that. He did that again this week, and he kept somebody's feet out from underneath him.
Now, I never saw slew footing. And I saw it starting in when we used to go out and watch them all the time, Tim. I think it was from when they went to the mothers and said, "Do you believe in hitting in hockey?"
Yeah, I think that's what happened was when they did. I think they went and they said, "Do you want to reduce the violence in hockey?" to the mothers. So were the mothers going to say no? So they say, "Yeah, well, we think reduce."
Well, now they can do anything.
So then they took this.
So now the players just have to be sneakier about it,
right?
If they're going to take a kid out.
But what happened was if you got shoulder to shoulder, the referees called it a hit to the head because
and they were embarrassed sometimes,
but they did it. And then they started the whole you can't hook and hold, right? So the kids.
Well, you
so the, they started. So the kids started to, we started seeing a lot of kneeing calls. The referees were calling a lot of kneeing and starting to see some more slew foots and stuff like that. So, that came around then. But, you're starting to see it now creep up into the National Hockey League.
Well, the guys, they're making the National Hockey League now. And I never, ever, ever saw guys. When we played, we were always afraid of the boards. I don't say afraid, but we were always conscious of the boards all the time. And I'll tell you one thing, boy, the guys aren't afraid of the boards now.
The guys turn back. The guy's about to hit him. He turns back and they get a boarding penalty.
Well, the word is out now. You feel a stick in the back fall. And some of them do. Some of them die. Some of them jump. Pretty good.
Yeah. So, Dad, we got an email from some people in Winnipeg, and we know that we talked a little bit about Bill Mosienko, and he's from Winnipeg, and they want to hear more about Bill Mosienko.
Well, I wrote this out. I knew he played for the Pony Line.
But he played kind of what in the 40s, 50s?
Yeah, he played back in the 40s, and he was quick as a, can't believe it. He born in Winnipeg. He was a small guy. He was 5'8". He was 160 pounds. He was a right winger, eh? And he won the Lady Byng. I'm not holding that against him. He was an all-star seven times, and he was with the Chicago Blackhawks for 14 years. Can you imagine 14 years playing? He played on a line with Doug Bentley and Max Bentley, which was two geniuses with the puck, and they call it the Pony Line.
They don't name lines anymore.
No, they don't.
They always had great names, the Kraut line and the gag line.
Production line.
Production line. They don't do that anymore.
They got one in Boston. What do they call that one in Boston? The
production line.
Production
I think.
Line, yeah. Well, they used to call it the Pony Line.
Why do they call it the Pony Line?
Because it was small, it was small.
Oh, they were
small.
Like little ponies. Oh, I see.
Max and Doug Bentley, and they could fly, and he set a record. And Gus Bardner was the guy that assisted on all three goals. Now, that's hard. It's hard.
Well, you got to tell, Bill Mosienko set a record against the New York Rangers for the hat trick. How fast was it?
21 seconds. Now, that is 21 seconds. It's almost a face-off.
Three goals, 21 seconds. Well, it'd have to be.
Yeah.
And what? No open net. That's the thing.
No, yeah. And he scored. And you know what he said after? He said he hit
the fourth, he had a post. It would have been 40
would have been
seconds.
He
would
21
have
seconds. That isn't even as long as they have the shifts nowadays. Yeah. The shifts are so short.
Come to think of, yeah, I watched. Funny thing you say that. I watched this Sure. I see the guy going up the ice once, that's it.
I know. I'm always amazed. I watch hockey, how short the shifts are. I mean, these guys are supposed to be training. They're supposed to be in shape.
Yeah.
And they can't go longer than 20 seconds out there.
A quick funny story, though, that I don't know if we should tell it or not, but you were doing the Brian Kilray was paranoid when you did the prospect games about everybody getting equal lifetime. And do you remember the guy he was yelling at to get off the ice? Was Daniel Briere, the guy that we're talking about, might be the coach of the GM of the Montreal Canadiens. He was yelling, "Get off!"
Oh, and the things he was saying.
And he stood on, like he stayed on an extra long.
And Brian Brian was saying to him,
you could hear him.
Oh, this show would be off the ice.
Bench him. He's saying bench him.
And he said bench him. How can I bench a guy in the prospect game? Brian was a tough guy.
I remember him yelling, "Get off." I mean, you could hear it through the whole rink, and you're going, "Is that Brian yelling?"
Well, it was very important that the guys got off because all the scouts were there.
Right, so you wanted to make sure everybody got equal time. They never. And then one game you had the coach, I forget who, maybe it was Traveras. They had a guy checking him. The other guy had a guy.
No, I forget who. I forget who it was. We had a guy checking the star.
We went between the things saying, like what? I remember you going to the and you and Bobby got mad at each other. Remember you guys were yelling?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a friendly game. And you said something to Bobby, and Bobby said something. You guys started screaming and yelling at each other.
Bobby Orr and I.
Well, you put a checking guy on your star. I mean, you probably said something to him.
How ridiculous is that?
I think it was that game. And then I remember that game. I know we're getting off of him. It wasn't John Traveras because he was on the other team because Traveras got hit. And then one of the reporters who still reported on hockey said Don Cherry sent a guy out to hit John Traveras.
Really? In a prospect game.
So that's what they thought of you. This one guy who's still reporting in the newspaper said, Don Cherry sent this guy out to hit John Traveras, mm-hmm. and he hurt his shoulder. And remember all the guys on our team
thumbs up
really gave it? But I forget who we had. We had like a superstar on our team, and the other team guys were checking them. And you remember you and Bobby started yelling at each other.
Yeah, I mean, how could you check a guy? You know, I remember one of the last ones I did. Well, no, I was in Oshawa. I just thought of it now. Oh, I got in trouble. I was almost in the court, and they had the people that worked there. Don't bother the celebrities. The players were the celebrities. So this kid come up to ask me for my autograph. So I just give it to my autograph and never thought anything of it. They were gonna. Do you remember that?
They were gonna fire that
kid.
Yeah,
I think they did fire him.
They fired them, and it wasn't like you guys didn't sign a million autographs, right?
Yeah.
So you sign an autograph, and somebody from it wasn't the Oshawa Generals; it was for the rink. Found out that this kid asked you for an autograph, and they fired the kid.
And my name was brought in to Don Cherry.
So it sounded like
you probably complained,
yeah. Right? Like that's what it was in the paper. It sounded like you got mad at the kid for asking for an autograph and got him fired.
The stuff they write about.
I don't even remember the kid. Oh. I don't even remember the.
Remember, you called up though, and he got his job back because you called up and said, "Whoa, wait a minute here. I didn't. I don't like you know.
That's
you only
right.
signed about
a
thousand
yeah.
autographs that year."
But you were always calling up people to save other people's job. Remember the kid that tape recorded you using something, yeah. and then he got fired.
What was that over there with?
With Rogers and all this.
It was something he wanted you to comment that Dr. Tater said something bad about you, and then you didn't want to say it, but he had that tape recorder, and then
I had a tape. This young guy, come up to me. And he had a tape recorder, you know.
And he knew it. He thought he was hiding it.
I could see it going around.
Yeah, he thought he was hiding it.
But he was a stupid guy.
And so I said, that's the way you want it? So I said, what the f***?
You told him to F.
Yeah, F off and all that stuff and everything. And, the guy could have been fired because he was using, the way it works, he was using the equipment that
Rogers
Rogers had to record
me,
which was against, and they had it right in this.
And they were going to fire him.
Yeah, and I said,
well, they released, like, he released it on the internet.
Oh, when I made a big deal over
it. I always remember Bill Carroll, who I really enjoy on the morning thing.
Oh, it was funny.
And you know, you were really swearing. You're dropping F-bombs. And
well, I did it just to see.
Yeah. Because you knew that the kid couldn't use it then if you were swearing, right?
He did, though.
Yeah. So
on the internet.
So he put it out. And so it caused a little bit of a concern that, you know, Don Cherry swearing, dropping F-bombs and all that. And I remember Bill Carroll, he was a radio host that I really enjoyed in the morning. He says, so they were talking about it. He says, you know, he says, Don Cherry swearing. He says, I really don't think that's too much of a stretch. He says, he goes, in matter of fact, if he talked like an English professor, I really would have been disappointed. Okay, Dad, so we'll get back, you know, we'll just get back to Bill Mozienko. Yeah. So what do you think he'd be making today in the NHL?
Oh, but I can't even think of what he'd be making. Well, let's see.
Well,
he'd be making $10 million anyhow.
If Jack Hughes just signed for $8 million a year.
And what did he get?
He had 13 goals last year or something like that.
Well, they have one guy got 6 goals and got $6 million. I mean, that's not too shabby. $1 million a goal. No, Billy Mozienko, he returned to Winnipeg. He loved Winnipeg. He wanted to help the hockey there. He bought a hockey club called the Winnipeg Warriors. The first year they won the championship. And he's in the Manitoba Hall of Fame. He went into with partnerships with a guy named Joel Cooper. And Joel Cooper was the guy that discovered him when he was a kid. And boy, Billy Mozienko, he could fly. I just faintly remember him. And
you know who I always get him mixed up with is, who's the Montreal guy that broke his leg and they said he died of a broken heart?
Oh, that was Howie Morenz. That was,
yeah, I always get those two.
We must do a story on Howie Morenz. Boy,
yeah,
that was a great story.
He said he died of a broken heart because he couldn't play hockey anymore.
Yeah, but Billy Mozienko, he got in the Hall of Hockey, Hockey Hall of Fame, and he was a great player. And he'd be making about $10 million bucks now.